What's taking so long? I know you have your secrets, but I've been waiting for almost 15 minutes. What are you doing in there? And that made you run up the stairs two at a time? Were you that excited to make your bed? I'm not going to scold you for not remembering. Of all the days, I'm not going to. May I come in?
There you are. I was beginning to think you didn't want to celebrate with me. Well, you put so much work into it, I'd be surprised if that was the case. Are you ready? Have you finished doing whatever you were doing? Well, while I was waiting, I decided to choose a drink for the evening. I went down to the wine cellar. It's never really been my choice of drink. Whiskey tastes bitter to me, but on special occasions, I think it's nice to have something different. You remember it better that way. Exactly, it all doesn't become a blur. I've had no need to go down there unless a client sends me one as a gift. They did that with my grandfather, too. I don't know what it is about the higher class and their expensive wine, but it's a collection that only grows because we don't really drink it. Whenever I get a new bottle or case, I do my research and see how much it costs. Some of them are more expensive than a house. With others, only a certain amount of bottles remain, so they're highly coveted. And then some are valued because of the story that's attached to them. Like crates of wine being in a ship that was blown up in a war, lost to the sea for a number of decades, and then were found again. I actually have one of them, courtesy of a job I did for one of the Swedish royals. I don't intend to open it. It's a nice piece of history. It's still drinkable, yes. Oddly, the conditions at those depths were almost identical to how you'd normally store wine, so the bottles were fine, there was no damage to the corks, nothing. Maybe one day we can open it. For a bigger occasion. Christmas isn't good enough for that. Though, you've done an amazing job. The house looks more festive than I think it's ever been. We celebrated Christmas, and my parents liked doing the decorations together, but it was never on this scale. I know, you thought of everything. I wondered why you wanted to start decorating a week before, but now I understand. I mean, the tinsel, the stars, the little trees and ornaments. You definitely have an eye for interior design. When it comes to seasonal things, anyway. Well, ever since you finished your case, you must have been bored and in need of something to do. Christmas came along just in time, didn't it? When you gave me the list of everything I needed to buy, I thought you were exaggerating. I didn't think you'd be able to use it all, but clearly I was wrong. The house looks perfect. All the rooms do. Yes, well, I thought you only planned to decorate the living room, not the hallways and the foyer, and in here too. At least you didn't add tinsel. Wouldn't want you setting the place on fire. That's not a teasing to your cooking, I promise. It's just highly flammable, and anything could happen. If I'm not here to help you open up jars, you'll take things into your own hands. And with a little clumsiness, something will catch fire. Alright, I might be teasing, but you didn't have to do all this. I'm surprised that you managed to use it, and nothing seems out of place, even down to the colors. Ah, I guess you've never had the freedom to decorate with what you wanted, and this house is a blank canvas for you to play with. It always was, in a way. It felt cold when it was only me. Like it was just bones, and I was the only thing keeping it alive. But now, it looks like a home. It feels like a home. You have a way of breathing life into things. you breathe life into me. And I thought that was almost impossible. No, you did. And I want you to know you did. I never expected any of this. If you told me we'd be spending Christmas together with all these decorations, I would have laughed and told you to scale back your imagination. I said that my family celebrated the holiday, but after everything, it didn't feel right anymore. There's never been a Christmas like this since they were alive. Normally, I'd be working, and most of the time, I'd be away from the house because I didn't see the point of staying. My grandfather would be working too, and when we saw each other, we'd say the words, Merry Christmas, and then go about our day like it was any other. It didn't feel worth it to us, not when we knew what we were missing. This year was going to be the same. I had no intention of celebrating anything, but you insisted on it, so. I couldn't say no to you, and you made a good argument. I'm starting to get nervous about your skills in the future. If you're like this now, I might be out of the job in a few years. Not even that. Of course you learned from the best. But the decorations are all you. I just bought them. Were you that determined to make me remember it? This is one I'm certainly going to remember for a long time. I love seeing you smile. Does it make you happy? It was worth it. The amount of work you put into something when your mind's made up? You'd give my grandfather a run for his money, that's for sure. Not these glasses? Why? Those. But they're... Yes, they're still wine glasses, but they also have elves on them. Does it have to be Christmas themed? Okay, fine. You're in charge. This beauty is a 1947 Chateau Cheval Blanc. Now, I'm not a sommelier by any means, but I know this one is a real treat. Oh, we have a couple of these, so it won't be wasted. How much do you want? Yes, we can take the bottle. But I think that's a good enough amount for now. If you want me to remember today, we have to pace ourselves. We'll try it together. Cheers. Wow. I'm surprised. That tastes very good. No, I'm not going to try. I'm not one for distinguishing certain notes and flavors in wine. I take it at face value, so I'll say it's rich and sweet. It's thicker than other wines I've tasted. I wonder what the alcohol content of this is. Between 11 and 15. Not bad. I can't remember the last time I was drunk. I have to be sharp every day, and there's never been anything to celebrate. I'm always working, always traveling. Back then, anyway. So drinking more than I can handle hasn't crossed my mind in a while. If I were to guess, the last time was... soon after my grandfather's death. I mourned, I allowed it to swallow me, and then I got back up and continued work. I had a lot to prove to myself, and a lot to live up to. I didn't have time to wallow in it, and he wouldn't have wanted me to. None of them would have. And if I succumbed to what the whiskey made me feel, I wouldn't be able to get back up again. And I wouldn't have anyone to put me in check. I remember years ago when my mother was teaching me about plants in this botanical garden we went to. I think I was about 8 or 9. They had all different kinds, and she was talking about how some plants and insects go through difficulties, but it helps them grow and become stronger. And she said this quote, Fumareta kusani mo hana ga saku. It means something like, flowers bloom even on grass that's trampled. Yes, she had this beautiful way of looking at things. But that kept me going. And when I was the last one left in this house, I heard her voice in my head saying it. That it wasn't really the end. Not for me. I could let it. But I knew I was strong. And they all believed that, so I want to live up to that. Thank you. I think it describes you, too. You've been through a lot in your life, and you haven't let it stop you. You're still fighting, still growing. You're still alive. And I'm happy that, despite everything, you persevered. Even when you were inches away from death, you held on for as long as you could. Of course. I remember it like it was yesterday, fighting you in that alley. If I went to Stockton a couple of days before, like I'd intended, I wouldn't have found you. I was supposed to meet someone, but they had to reschedule. The meeting was best done face to face, so I needed to wait. Who knew I'd come back with you? You were terrible in the beginning, and awkward. You didn't know how to approach me, did you? That's understandable. You passed out in an alley and woke up in a stranger's home. No idea where you were, who I was, what I wanted from you. You had every reason to fear me, but I could tell you started to see I wasn't going to hurt you. I needed to keep my distance and let you do your job. I was sick of seeing dust everywhere. And I couldn't hire anyone and have a paper trail that led you here. That's why I paid off your rent in cash, as well as your treatments. Discretion was necessary for both our sakes. I needed to make sure you were safe here, even when I had to leave for meetings, and for meetings to be made here. But by then, you were familiar with the house and where things were. You did get better at cooking, and your roster has grown since. You're not afraid to experiment. If you need different equipment for specific meals, you ask. And I'm always interested to see what you come up with. I might have to expand the storage we have in the kitchen to fit everything. Because you see these recipes online that require certain pots or something, and I can't help but want to spoil you in that area. The money won't go to waste. You can teach me them in future, so I can surprise you with dinner. One day I'll do that. It's strange to think about. This kind of domestic life. With my family gone, and because of the conditions of my work, I never had any thoughts of a life that seemed normal. A part of me was okay with going through life on my own because letting anyone in would be dangerous, and I didn't think I would be able to do that. Having someone in that position meant trust and knowing the risks. So when I saw you and did my research, the ties that you had, or lack of, it was almost perfect. So for once, I let my heart decide what I thought was right. No, I don't regret it. I never will. How could I when we're at this point, enjoying Christmas together with the house looking like this, where I can think of someone other than myself and be filled with pure happiness? I wouldn't trade it for anything. Not all the information in the world, not all the money. Yes, sitting here, it doesn't feel real to me. like I'm living in a dream my family would have wanted for me. Maybe it's luck, maybe it's a powerful force I don't know about that brought us together, but it's too good to be true. Don't you feel that? Think about how your life was before you met me. No ties to anyone, living in debt. Being exploited by everyone around you. Every door you tried to go through was locked, and no one would open theirs for you. I'm not surprised. Anyone in that situation wouldn't see a way out. Not with a stranger, at least. When you first came here, what were you thinking? Ah, I understand that. A comfier prison, but a prison nonetheless. When I brought you here, it was the first time in a long time where I wasn't thinking. Normally when I make a decision, I see it from all angles, the pros and cons of every step, what could go right, what could go wrong, the ramifications of that one decision and how it could expand into a heap of chaos or fortune. Every time I make a choice, that's what I have to do to prepare for all outcomes. It can be tiring, but that's how my mind works now. But anyway, with you, I only got up to what would happen if I left you there. And the answer was that you'd die. No, I couldn't patch you up and put you back. It didn't make sense. But at the time, I wasn't really paying attention to what made sense. If I had been in my right mind, I would have pretended like I never saw you in that alley. I'm glad I did too. Let's toast to that. For finally following my heart and to facing the future together. I needed to give you the option. In my hands, I wouldn't have let you go. But I respect you, and that meant respecting your decisions, no matter what they were. I only have your best interests at heart, and I can't take that away from you because I'm afraid of the outcome. I can't do that to you. Yes, even if it saddened me. Keeping you against your will wouldn't solve anything. You'd grow tired, and you wouldn't have agency to do what you wanted. It had to be done if what I felt for you was real. But you chose to stay. And that means everything, because I know where you stand. And you want to stand beside me, which I'm still trying to realize. Of course. I assumed the worst to steel myself for it and be ready for retaliation. But in this case, it was preparing myself to be alone and living with that, and respecting the choice you made. And because of that, I think it's time. For your present. What, you thought this was for decoration? There's only one way you'll know what it is. I'm not nervous. Just open it and you'll see. It's more than a briefcase. Look inside. I was brainstorming what to get you for a while. I haven't bought a present for anyone in a long time, and I didn't want to get some useless novelty item that you'll forget, so I went for something that was meaningful yet practical. The briefcase is to keep all of your things in any place, and I think it was about time you got your own laptop. you can search whatever you want. And I'm not going to monitor your activity. That is completely yours. I haven't tampered with it, so you can use it however you like. The pens and the books are for your notes. Or for anything, really. Oh, that's for untraceable calls. For some people that we speak to, I'm not sure if they're trying to trace us, so now you have one. It changes its number every day, so I thought it'd be best for you to have one with your own cases and any leads you want to inquire about. You've already proven yourself with the cases I've given you. The clients were pleased with the work, and after reviewing your evidence, I can see that you're beginning to understand how humans work. I mean, it doesn't take much considering the life you've led, and that kind of skill can make all the difference. So I gave you everything that I thought you'd need when you start looking at cases on your own. And I know it's a lot, and I haven't really asked you if you wanted to become my partner, but I couldn't think of anything else that conveyed what I wanted to... you like it. There were nights I couldn't sleep because I was browsing online to see what I could get you. I've never been so indecisive in my life. Yes, those nights. You knew I looked worse for wear in the morning. I had to lie because I didn't want you to catch on to what I was doing. What do you mean? What have you lied about? You did what?
Why did you go outside? I thought I said it would take me time to... Yes, but for you to go into town without my knowledge! No, you're not a prisoner. I made that clear. But anything could have happened. I know it didn't, but you risked your safety to buy me something. Risking your safety is not even worth it.
No, I'm not sure how to counter that.
So what if I'm blushing? How do you expect me to react when you tell me I'm worth the risk?
Well, I might have nerves of steel, but I can't look cool all the time. I'm not around you anyway. Call it cute, call it whatever you want. But when did you have time to go out? Wait. It was the day I had the meeting in San Francisco, wasn't it? I text you saying I'd be home later, and you took the opportunity, didn't you? And I was none the wiser. I'm still on the fact that you left without me knowing, but I'm touched. I haven't been given a gift in a while. And usually it's in professional settings, when the client feels generous enough to do so. I never expect them, but I'm thankful every time. Now, I'm very excited, but still shocked that you didn't tell me you went anywhere. And I didn't even know, which is the scarier part. No, you don't have to tell me. Remember, it'll take me time to come to terms with it. You're free, which means you make your own choices, including where you want to be. And I have no power in that. True. You wouldn't have been able to keep this from me if you said anything. I can feign being surprised if you wanted. May I open it? Are you copying now? You couldn't think of anything else, so you got me a ring. I'm just teasing you. It's beautiful.
There's an inscription.
Good night in the shadows. Well, you've left me speechless again. No, I love it. I really love it. Thank you. I'll cherish it. And I promise I'll be deserving of it. You have my word. You really think they'd be proud of me? I'd like to think so too. I'm, for once, I'm going to let myself feel this. I'm not going to hold back. You have nothing to apologize for. I'm not like this because you mentioned them. Of all the holidays, this is the one for me to remember them. I thought I'd lost it all when I lost them. And this time of year numbed me. It was so cold and hollow. Again and again, I was reminded that I had nothing to keep me here. But I finally found meaning again. I'm not lost anymore. I try to always find reasons to linger a little longer. You know, the next case, the next client, month after month. If I saved some people, maybe my life had worth. But when that happened, I always thought that I was just a pretender, that I was blinding myself for the good things, as if I needed convincing of who I really was. But I finally believe it now. I finally believe that I'm supposed to be here, that my work is bigger than the information I know, and I couldn't have done it without you. No, I couldn't. I'd be plagued by sleepless nights, downing my whiskey, wondering why I was still going. I believe in my work and what I do, but I was on autopilot and I couldn't turn off. I didn't see anything outside the peripheral of what I've already been doing for years. You changed me for the better, I think. You made me stop and actually take a look at what I was doing and why I was doing it. Yes, I'd lost sight of it. I forgot what I was doing this for. What I needed was you to make me see it again. You're right, it could have been anyone, but it was you. Even if you'd said no to my proposal and left to live your own life, I would be here in this house, not cold or empty, but with a new fire in me to continue my grandfather's work and make my parents proud, make you proud. I never care what other people think of me. They don't matter to me, but you do. Because I love you. I do. And I can confidently say it now because I fully trust you. Something that I haven't been able to do in years. I know, it's nice to hear. It's strange to hear, but I suppose this is something else to get used to. Being loved. We'll get used to it together. Can I
kiss you. I really, really would like to kiss you. I can't put into words how happy I feel. It almost feels wrong. I am afraid of it, but I'm not afraid of loving you. I don't regret making the choices I have that led us here, where I can finally love you with everything, with my whole being. I'm learning, and I'm trying to be more open with new things, including taking risks that I'd never even entertain in the beginning. But I'm willing to take chances with you. If you think I'm worth the risk, then for me, you're worth the risk too. And I'll try to stay true to that. I promise. I'll make all the promises I need to show you how serious I am, and I won't break them. Yes, I promise. That's something I won't get tired doing. Kissing you. Your lips just invite me in every time. You're the one who couldn't help yourself. Remember the first time you kissed me? It came as a shock to me too. That was the last thing I expected, but when it happened, I couldn't process it. I remember it was only after I was alone in the house that my mind caught up, and I remember battling with myself, because when I thought about it, my chest tightened, and at first it was a good feeling, just something innocent, but then I was torn, and I had to remind myself who I was, who you were, and that any kind of feelings beyond the scope of professionalism was out of the cards. I didn't have time for it, and if I did, I wasn't capable of it. Yes, I narrowed it down to you feeling sorry for me, so you wanted to give me comfort. And I was okay with that. People have lapses in judgment, so I didn't think much of it. But after that first kiss, I couldn't stop thinking about it. But I maintained my distance. I kept to my own word. But you didn't make it easy for me, did you? I honestly thought you developed feelings because you didn't have anyone else. It's been documented before. And though I wasn't your captor, you couldn't escape. You had a false sense of freedom when it came to exploring the house. And you're bold, so a part of me believed you were bored and wanted something different from our relationship. The other part of me, the desperate part of me, hoped it was real. Yes, but I was conflicted. Getting closer to you was never an option. I wanted to see you solely as a housekeeper, but I caught myself staring, watching, and waiting for you to walk into the room and leave again, even just for a few seconds. But that alone would invigorate me. Even at night, when I'm still doing work and I hear you get out of bed, I can't believe I'm saying this. When I hear you upstairs moving about, there's this... this yearning that perhaps you couldn't sleep and wanted to keep me company. Even if you were just sitting in the chair with a blanket and some tea. I hoped for it. It's stupid, but it felt it at the time anyway. I didn't want to admit that I'd become smitten. That the best part of my day was seeing you in the morning with my coffee, and you asking me how I slept, giving me that suspicious look when I said I felt tired when the both of us knew I only went to sleep a couple of hours before. I think that's what expedited it. You, just who you are, your values. I brought you here to do a simple job, but you went above and beyond. You were only meant to keep the place clean, make dinner, and my morning coffee. That was it. And maybe other one-off things throughout the day that I would waste time doing. But when I needed comforting, you were there. When I pushed you away, you were there. You asked me questions you didn't need to. You wanted to know how I was, as if you genuinely cared for me. I know you did. But you didn't stop there, did you? No. You got interested in my work and wanted to try it out for yourself to lighten the load. You always told me to have a break and spent however many hours making that Ottendorf cipher. I think that was what did it. That was the moment I knew holding back was futile. I couldn't lie to myself after that. About how quickly you won my heart. I had no intention of falling in love with you. I tried at every turn to push that down and lock it away because I'd already told myself I wouldn't break your trust like that. I know, it was my own fight. But I surrendered. For you. And for me too. Now I can kiss you without feeling guilty. Without feeling like I'm taking advantage. Because the way you're kissing me right now, you really like it. I love it. I love you. Merry Christmas. I will protect you with everything I have. Out there, in here, I'm not letting you go. Only if you ask me to. Of all the things in my life right now, you're the one constant that I don't want to ruin. So I want to hear your opinions, your ideas, everything. Because they matter to me. And now we're a team. We've been one for a few months, sure, but now I want to make it apparent that you're not a housekeeper anymore, or my assistant. You're my partner, my lover. Everything I do, we do. Yes, I took remote meetings when I could, but normally I travel quite a lot. So after the new year, I'll plan as I usually do, and you'll be right there by my side. We'll work together and travel the world. And when we do, I'll make time on the side for us to explore, for you to experience everything,
The food, the cities, the countrysides. We'll take our laptops along for the ride. We'll be doing some work, but we can do it with a view and a nice plate of food. Maybe a picnic on a mountainside. Wait, when did I say I liked picnics? I don't recall saying it. Did I really, when you first woke up? Your memory is... it's frightening. Somehow, I feel like you'll be a much better PI than I am. I'm looking forward to seeing how you fare with your own meetings and cases. Well, the fact that you left without my knowledge and got me a present shows me that I can trap you here. And I don't want to. I need to get over that fear of mine, or at least temper it. Because if I don't, this won't work, and it'll never work. And you are worth the effort, 1,000 times over. So I'll do what I must. Anything for you. What are you smiling like that for? Is your heart going crazy too? Mine is as well. I like the sound of belonging to you. I only have you. You only have me. I think that's more than enough to tackle the world. Let me just hold you like this. So I can remind myself that it's real. Your breath, your warmth. I said I don't want to let you go. And I doubt you'd want me to either. Oh, am I holding you too tight? Yes, we can lie down. Is that better? I'm fine. Better than fine. You can lay on me for as long as you want. You're right. We're both no longer alone. Not anymore.
All I want for Christmas.